A very good evening and welcome to the Harrogate Family Law Show for August. I'm James Stanley. I'm joined in the studio by Carol Jessop, a partner at Harrogate Family Law. How are you, Carol?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good. Thank you so much for joining us today. So Harrogate Family Law is a specialist family law practice based at Victoria Avenue, providing expert advice and support for all your family law needs. Carol and her colleague, Andrew Meehan, are the only lawyers in Harrogate accredited by Resolution as specialists in complex financial cases. So what are we going to talk about today, Carol?
Well, today I'm going to talk about the divorce process and how to go about getting a divorce.
Okay, so I imagine that unless someone has been through a divorce already, you're not going to have any idea of what to expect, are you?
That's right. And stories about celebrity divorces that you read in the media don't help, because they often refer to quickie divorces. Mm-hmm. And I've been a divorce lawyer now for over 25 years and I still don't know what a quickie divorce is. There's only one divorce process, which is the same for everyone, irrespective of whether they're famous or not.
It's really interesting because that does come up a lot, doesn't it? So how do you go about applying for a divorce?
Well, a divorce is started by lodging an application with the court, which is called a petition. And you submit that with the marriage certificate, which can sometimes be quite surprising and sad for clients to find out that they have to hand that over. And the court fee of £550 currently. So the petition sets out the facts of the marriage and the reason why a divorce has been sought. And it also includes various financial claims. And it's important that the petition is completed correctly, even if the financial arrangements have been agreed. So it's really important to get at least basic legal advice before starting the divorce process. And at Harrogate Family Law, we can offer an initial 30-minute free appointment.
So people will have all sort of different ideas on this, but what are actual acceptable reasons to put in for a divorce?
Well, there's only one ground for a divorce, and that's that the marriage is irretrievably broken down. But it has to be evidenced by one of five facts, and those are either adultery, unreasonable behaviour, 2 years desertion, 2 years separation by agreement, or 5 years separation. So unless someone's been separated for 2 years, they have to make allegations of blame against the other person. And usually most divorces are on the basis of unreasonable behaviour.
Yeah. So what happens once the petition's lodged with the court?
Well, the court sends a copy of the petition to the husband or wife, together with a notice of the proceedings and an acknowledgement form, which they should complete and return to the court within an 8-day period. And the court also notify us that the divorce process has begun. And once the court's got the acknowledgement form back, we get a copy of that as well, so that we know the other person has received the petition and that they're not objecting to the divorce. And we can then apply for the decree nisi, which is the first stage of the divorce. So we apply for that by preparing a statement in support of the divorce, which the client signs to confirm that the contents of the petition is correct and to give some more information for the court about the divorce process. And the court considers that application and sets a date for the decree nisi to be granted. And this is the public part of the divorce. The decree is pronounced in open court so that anyone can attend. But in reality, it's just a list of names which have been read out in court, and neither we nor our client usually need to attend.
So once that decree nisi has been started, does that mean they're divorced there and then?
No, the divorce is in two parts. So the decree nisi is the first part, and then there's a mandatory 6-week period before the divorce can be finalised. And it's finalised by applying for the decree absolute to be made absolute, which is called the decree absolute. Mm-hmm. And so once someone has their decree absolute, the marriage is at an end. And it can take between 5 and 6 months from lodging the petition with the court to actually obtaining the decree absolute.
So that you mentioned earlier about quickie divorces, it just doesn't happen.
No.
It's just made up, isn't it?
So same procedure.
With everyone.
With everyone, yes. And irrespective of what fact the divorce proceeds on as well.
So divorce process, that's the divorce process in a nutshell. So in the next section, we're going to have a look at what happens if someone doesn't agree to the divorce. That's coming next on the Harrogate Family Law Show on Stray FM.